Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear ASA. Today is Tuesday, August 24th, and this is Council 8 volunteer Bill Nyxell reporting. When travel to or from recurrent emergency training is required, irregularities in travel sometimes occur, and it's important to know what procedures you should follow in these situations. In every instance, the company has an obligation to ensure the minimum days off provisions of our contract are met unless otherwise waived by the individual flight attendant. A comprehensive, detailed set of procedures for each of the possible delay, cancellation, irregularities that may occur is available on our website. You should review this information and be familiar with the steps you should take in the event any of these irregularities affect you. IST-qualified flight attendants are required to have name bars, which are provided by the company at company expense. Domestic-only flight attendants who are not IST-qualified have a serving apron on which the embroidered name is required. Name bars are not required in the domestic operation and are optional. If a flight attendant is not IST-qualified and wishes to wear a name bar versus the embroidered serving apron, they have the option to purchase a name bar. If you have experienced a circumstance where you were improperly required to purchase the name bar, you should request a refund. Contact your domicile coordinator for assistance. Remember that any time you wear your uniform in view of the public, you should be in full compliance with all uniform regulations. We have heard reports from the field that United Management has begun an escalation of suitcase searches. AFA has consistently opposed searches of the belongings and person of flight attendants for obvious reasons. It is an embarrassing and humiliating experience to have your privacy invaded by having your personal effects exposed. In addition, it is insulting to be suspected of theft or transporting drugs. In suitcase searches, the innocent have cause for outrage. Arbitrators, however, have ruled that with reasonable cause, the company may conduct a search of an employee's belongings. These arbitration rulings have in mind a company's right to protect its property from theft or illegal drugs. If you are ever confronted with a demand to submit to such a search, you should, first, demand the presence of a qualified witness, preferably from the Union Grievance Committee, before you submit to any search or answer any questions. Remember, the contract says that you have 24 hours to obtain a witness of your choice. If you are unable to obtain an acceptable witness, offer to lock your belongings in an airport office and give the key to an acceptable third party until the witness can be obtained. Second, in the presence of your witness, demand that the company state the reasons why they are asking to search your belongings. Remind the company official that any slanderous remarks about your taking of company property may be the basis for a lawsuit which you will initiate against them. In addition, remind the company official that an invasion of your rights of privacy may be taking place. Third, ask if a direct order is being made to you to open your belongings. And fourth, if the company still insists that you must open your suitcase, state that you will do so under protest. In view of your witness, allow the company official to open and inventory your belongings. Be sure to record the names of the company official or officials involved and contact your local council grievance chairperson or any of your other AFA representatives. Our contract gives us the right to a witness of our choice present in any discussion with more than one management person, which may lead to disciplinary action. In fact, the company must advise you of this right. You have a reasonable length of time, not to exceed 24 hours, to obtain your witness. Do not allow the company to select a flight attendant of their choice for convenience. You may delay the discussion until you find a witness who is satisfactory to you, provided you do not exceed 24 hours to obtain this person. Though the contract provides a right to a witness when more than one management person is present, it is advisable to request representation even in a one-on-one situation. If your request is refused, notify your local council grievance chairperson as soon as possible. One exception to the 24-hour rule would be if the evidence would disappear with time, for example, being under the influence of alcohol or drugs. In such a case, the employee may be required to obtain a witness more promptly. In all other cases, however, you are entitled to 24 hours to obtain the witness of your choice. A System Board Decision, MEC 179, states that the employee must be allowed up to 24 hours to obtain a witness even if the company wishes to complete a suitcase search prior to trip departure. Your right to a witness supersedes the company's wish to avoid replacing you on the trip. In such a case, you would be removed from the trip with pay. If there is a question about your right to have a witness, refer to Section 26F6 of our contract. Also, inform your local counsel at once that the representation is denied. This information, as well as how to respond in other situations involving your rights, is available on our website. There were no negotiation sessions last week. Our next mediation session is being held in Chicago this week with contract sections 15, training, 17, seniority, 21, reduction in personnel, 22, filling of vacancies, and 24, moving expenses on the agenda in addition to other open items. The latest edition of the Negotiations and You newsletter is in the mail and should be arriving at your home soon. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.